Lawyers for Rice have filed the suit in Green Bay federal court. It charges that former correctional officer Lori Gross and other officials tried to get Rice to take part in a murder-for-hire scheme and then covered it up. Others named in the suit include the wardens of the Techeeta prison and the basketball prison. Lacrosse attorney Keith Belzer says an internal investigation confirms that Rice refused to participate in the plan and was punished by being placed in isolation for a year.
Ultimately, the sergeant involved was fired, is my understanding. We're asking in excess of $2 million for damages, pain, and suffering on behalf of Mr. Rice.
The lawsuit claims that prison guard Lori Gross asked Rice to help murder her daughter's ex-husband to end a custody battle over the couple's daughter, and that Rice also refused a subsequent offer to set up the same man for a false rape allegation. Both offers included a promise of $2,500. Belzer says he's heard of similar cases in Wisconsin, but never one with this much evidence.
Witnesses corroborated Jeffrey's story. Very often, when people inside try to tell people on the outside what's going on, nobody listens. This is a case where people have to listen.
The Department of Corrections had no comment on the lawsuit, claiming they needed time to read the allegations. Rice is now being held in the basketball prison, serving out a sentence for armed robbery in Milwaukee. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.